crystal, LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
I want Bauer arrested.
Bauer is heading the field operation.
Jack Bauer is not the only man that could do the job. Put someone else in charge.
Jack, we've got a problem. Secret Service is on their way over there now to arrest you.
Bill, they can't interrupt this mission. You gotta stop them.
There's nothing I can do from here. You have to get Marwan before Secret Service gets there.
People of America, you wake up today to a different world.
I have a visual on Marwan. He is in the building. Damn it, they know we're here.
Everybody move on the building.
Our cover's blown. Everyone, go, 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 go!
Jack is released from custody.
President Logan realized this was a mistake. You're free to go.
We had Marwan.
Damn it, we had him!
This man, Marwan, has a nuclear warhead, and I allowed him to escape.
Mr. President.
Stop! I don't even know if I deserve to be called that.
There's someone who can advise you better than I can.
I'm not sure what you're asking me to do.
President Logan is requesting...
You run the effort to recover the stolen weapon and be in place to make
whatever decisions need to be made.
Is it compatible?
I'll need to reconfigure the trigger mechanism.
Has the warhead been reconfigured?
Yes. We may have a potential security breach here.
Who?
Technician Sabir. His girlfriend's getting suspicious.
I think Sabir may have become involved with radical groups.
You mean terrorists?
Yes.
The woman with the phone tip who was suspicious about her boyfriend panned out. She sent us a schematic of a microchip that was used exclusively in legacy nuclear warheads.
Take a team with you. Let's get on this.
What was that?
He's gonna ram us!
The terrorist powers towards them in his jeep. With deadly accuracy, Chloe shoots him using an automatic rifle, and his lifeless body crumples to the ground.
The following takes place between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Kim Raver as Audrey Raines, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, and Rico Ellsworth as Michelle Desler, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. Former President David Palmer arrives at the White House.
It's good to have you back, Mr. President.
Thank you, Aaron.
This way, sir.
President Logan's not working out of the West Wing?
No, sir. Since the strike on Air Force One, he's been in the bunker.
The two men step into a lift.
How's your son?
Very well, sir. Thank you for asking.
Still in the service?
Yes. In fact, he just re-upped.
Good for him.
We're mighty proud.
Down in the bunker, President Logan and Mike Novick wait impatiently for their arrival.
Mr. President, thank you for coming.
Is there an update on President Keeler's condition?
No, he's still comatose.
The long-term prognosis is still unclear?
Yes.
How's President Logan?
Looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Logan waits in the briefing room.
President Logan.
David, I appreciate you coming so quickly.
Tell me how I can help you.
David, I wasn't prepared to have all of this thrust upon me so suddenly. What I'm trying to say is I made mistakes. This crisis could have ended an hour ago if I hadn't interfered with the CTU operation. It would have captured Habib Marwan.
Punishing yourself for a mistake is something you can't afford right now.
What I can't afford and what this country can't afford is another mistake. Every decision I make affects the lives of millions of Americans.
I understand the pressure you're under.
I know you do. When you were in office, you dealt with this kind of situation more than once. That's why I want you here.
I still don't understand what it is I can do to help you.
The warhead that was stolen is an S-series. That's
one of the most powerful nuclear weapons in the arsenal. Wherever it's detonated, it will wreak unthinkable devastation. Help me find it. I will give you full authority to act as my proxy whenever you think it's necessary.
Charles, how do you want this to work?
I'll call Bill Buchanan at CTU and I'll let him know that he'll be dealing directly with you.
All right.
Thank you, David. Mike will fill you in.
We will get through this, Mr. President.
I'll be in conference room B, working on the morning statement for the press.
I'll keep you apprised of any developments, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
The two presidents exchange decisive nods, and Logan withdraws to the cool of a back room. Mike considers his position.
Mr. President, I know you believe my actions during your term in office amounted to a personal and political betrayal. It's not something I believe. It's a fact. Get to your point.
If my presence here makes it more difficult for you, say the word and I'll leave.
Mike, you're wired into this administration, and I have no doubt that you have this country's best interest at heart. So for now, let's let bygones be bygones and get to work.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that.
I reviewed the briefing materials on the way here. Have Army Reserve supplement the search teams looking for the warhead in Iowa. And have DOE and DOD coordinating on crisis response in case it's detonated.
Yes, sir.
CTU is heading up the search for this man who stole the warhead, Habib Marwan.
Yes, they recovered a damaged videotape from Marwan's last known location. They're in the process of restoring it. But Marwan is not CTU's only lead on the warhead now.
What else will they have?
A CTU analyst named Chloe O'Brien secured a hard drive belonging to one of Marwan's associates. This hard drive may contain information that could lead us to the warhead.
206. Chloe hacks into Sabir's laptop while a medic fusses over her health.
I told you I'm not hurt. I did the shooting. Now please leave me alone so I can do this. Okay.
The hard drive is unlocked.
Chloe, the hard drive belonged to someone who had no previous experience with nuclear weapons. He had to get that information from someone.
The emails I'm decrypting look like exactly that. Weapon schematics, designs of nuclear triggers, all from the same person.
Who?
The email address itself is shielded under a false domain name.
What is it?
MEM4XP.
Okay, Chloe, I want you to forward all the emails to us. Edgar?
I want a trace to find a point of origin.
These emails came from a domestic server. Whoever sent this is in this country.
Okay, Chloe, thank you. Hold on.
Privately.
Hey, how you holding up?
I'm not used to the idea that I just killed someone, if that's what you're asking. But I'm doing my job.
Fair enough. Get back as soon as you can, okay?
Okay.
I got a hit. The man who sent the emails, his name is Li Zhang.
Is he in our database?
He's a Chinese national, a research scientist who worked for China's nuclear weapons program. He was accused of falsifying research data and fired by their government in 2001.
Is it possible China's providing Marwan with support for this attack?
No, the Chinese wouldn't use someone that could be traced back to them so easily. He's selling his services as a freelance operator.
If he's helping Marwan reconfigure or redeploy the warhead, most likely he'll not find him.
Check with the INS, see if Li has entered the country in the last week.
Sure. Excuse me. Ms. Bauer?
Jack, Dr. Besson. He wanted me to give you an update on Paul Raines. He's still in recovery, but you can see him now. Just limit your visit to a few minutes.
Thank you, Doctor. Get back to me if you find anything.
Where can I find you?
I'll be in medical.
End of part one.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
Part two, 208. Audrey to Paul.
Hey. Dr. Besson wants to move you to Amherst General Spinal Program, but the FAA still has a ban on air travel. I am trying to get you an exemption.
Well, if anyone can get an exemption, you can.
She lovingly strokes his arm.
Listen, I've thought a lot about this, and I want to go with you to Massachusetts.
With me?
Yeah, you need to get better, and you shouldn't have to do that alone.
I can take care of myself. I don't need your charity.
It's not about charity. It's what I want to do.
What about Jack? You said you were in love with him.
I know.
Jack enters at an awkward moment.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'll come back later.
That's all right. Come in.
Thought you'd be at the DOD briefing.
Yeah, it ended early.
I just wanted to come down and see how you're doing. I've been trying to get down here since you got out of surgery. Listen, Paul.
Please, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah, I do. You saved my life.
I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. So,
you pushed me out of the way.
Honestly, I wasn't even thinking. It just happened.
Pain courses through Paul's body.
Paul, you all right?
Buchanan beckons Jack.
I'll check back on you later.
Audrey remains like a rock at Paul's bedside.
Does he know that you want to come with me?
Not yet.
What is it?
Found Li Zhang.
Where is he?
Chinese consulate.
Damn, he must have known we were coming for him. He took refuge.
He got there about an hour ago. Consulate's sovereign territory. It's the one place we can't get to him, but we're gonna try. David Palmer for you.
David Palmer?
Frankly, President Logan's been a little overwhelmed by what's been happening. He enlisted Palmer to help us directly.
Good.
Ms. Bauer?
Hold for the president.
Sir.
Thank you, Mike. It's nice to talk to you again, Jack.
It's nice to talk to you too, Mr. President.
I assume Bill told you about Li Yong?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to call the Chinese consul and explain the situation. I'd like it if you personally took Li into custody and brought him back to CTU for interrogation.
And you think the consul will be cooperative?
He's a reasonable man.
And what if the political approach doesn't work?
Well, I'll leave it to you to make the necessary preparations. Whatever it takes, we need this man Li in custody.
I understand, Mr. President.
Thank you, Jack.
You have a Chinese interpreter?
Melissa Rapp, she's very good.
Okay, I need her, Curtis, and one of his agents ready to move on the consulate now.
Edgar Stiles.
We got a partial.
Okay, I'm opening a window now. Send it through. Miss Tessa, division just called. The videotape they were trying to restore, they were only able to reconstruct part of it. They're sending it to my workstation as we speak.
Bill.
212, the broadcast.
People of America, you wake up today to a different world. One of your own nuclear weapons has been used against you. It'll be days and weeks before you can measure the damage we have caused. But as you count your dead, remember...
Wake up today to a different world.
Do we take that literally? It'll set off the warhead before dawn?
We have to look at the worst-case scenario. What time is sunrise on the East Coast?
7:02. Less than 2 hours from now.
Unless you renounce your policies of imperialism and interventionist activities, this attack will be followed by another and another after that.
217. Novik to Parma.
Chinese consul in Los Angeles, a man named Ku Yin.
Mr. Ku, this is David Palmer.
It's an honor to speak with you, Mr. President.
I'm calling on behalf of President Logan. The situation today has forced him to direct his attention to other equally urgent matters.
I understand. And my government extends its sympathy for these terrible attacks on your country. We stand ready to help in any way we can.
Thank you. The fact is, you can help us. There's a man in your consulate by the name of Li Yong.
Yes, he arrived here earlier tonight.
We have evidence connecting him to the terrorists behind today's attacks. We need to take Mr. Li into custody immediately for questioning.
Mr. Li expected suspicion to fall on him. He says there's been a mistake. He has no connection to terrorists.
We believe he's helping the terrorists detonate a nuclear device on our soil. Many lives are at stake, Mr. Ku.
President Palmer, I would very much like to help, but Mr. Li is a Chinese citizen, and the consulate is Chinese territory. I can't just hand him over to you without going through channels.
Then I urge you to contact the premier immediately and explain the situation. Tell him speed is of the essence. Tell him cooperation will be regarded as an extraordinary act of friendship on the part of his nation, and our nation will respond in kind.
Mr. President, I'll do my best. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. Council's going to try to make something happen.
How long will it take?
I don't know.
218. Michelle to Tony.
Anything new?
Yeah, White House just authorized adding Iowa Army Reserve units to the ground search.
Have they widened the perimeter?
Yeah, they locked down a 60-mile radius around the area where the warhead was stolen. but I'm concerned the Marwan's people might have managed to sneak outside that perimeter.
Well, we closed all major roads and air traffic immediately, but there is a chance he got it through.
Homeland Security is faxing over casualty projections based on that possibility.
It's probably them right now.
Yeah, I'll get it.
CTU.
I'm calling for Tony Almeida. Who's this?
This is Michelle Dessler, a colleague of his. May I ask who's calling?
The woman he happens to be living with. Is he there?
Yeah, hold on. It's for you.
Who is it?
The woman you're living with?
Tony looks away in embarrassment.
Jen.
I've been calling everyone we know going crazy looking for you. Then finally I thought maybe Jack Bauer took you back there. Do you have any idea how worried I've been?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have called earlier, but I've been very busy.
Oh, really busy with Michelle Dessler?
I'm working, Jen.
Oh, for CTU?
On a provisional basis, yeah.
I thought you hated that place.
Things have changed a little.
Yeah. I guess they have.
Look, Jen, we can talk about this later. Right now, I gotta go, all right?
Tony, what's your ex-wife doing there?
Jen, I'm sorry, but I gotta go.
He bows his head before a silent Michelle.
Michelle, I'm sorry you had to find out like that.
It's really none of my business.
Yeah, it is. I should have told you I was living with somebody else.
I don't want to talk about this right
yeah,
now.
Well, I do. Listen to me. When you left, everything fell apart. Jen happened to be there for me.
You don't have to make excuses for your relationship.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you how it is.
Do you love her?
No.
Miss Dessler, the new protocols from DOD just came in. Should I send them to your screen?
Send them to Station 16.
Tony and Michelle linger a moment longer before she finally breaks away to Station 16.
Thank you, Edgar.
Chloe returns to her workstation and takes a deep breath before hacking at her keyboard. A sympathetic Edgar approaches.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Is there anything I can do?
I said I'm fine. I'm trying not to think about what happened. I'm going to process it later, okay?
Sure, fine.
Edgar, I appreciate your concern. I really do. It's just that when I shot that guy, I thought I'd go off fetal position. But the truth is, I didn't feel anything. At all. I hope I'm not some kind of a psychopath.
Well, he was trying to kill you.
Yeah, but still.
Maybe it's a delayed reaction kind of thing. Maybe you'll freak out about it in a few days.
I hope so.
Sir, let me know anything you come up with, no matter how trivial.
Sir, Bill Buchanan.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, Bill.
Mr. President, we've just seen a tape recorded by Habib Marwan. On it, he says we'll be, quote, waking up to a different world. We can't be sure what that means, but it may indicate that the warhead will be detonated before dawn on the East Coast.
Thank you, Bill. CTU thinks that the warhead may be detonated before dawn. Get me Mr. Ku.
2:22. The Chinese consul takes Palmer's call.
This is Ku Yin.
Please hold for President Palmer, sir.
We have the consul, sir.
Mr. Ku.
President Palmer, I didn't expect to hear from you quite so soon.
Has the premier been made aware of the situation?
Yes, Mr. President. He's considering it very carefully.
There's no time for that. I've just learned that the terrorists may detonate a nuclear device within the next 2 hours.
Mr. Palmer, I understand the urgency of the situation. And without making any promises, I have every expectation of giving you a favorable answer.
When?
I know I'll be speaking with him again in 2 to 3 hours.
I told you that's not soon enough.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. It's the best I can do.
Thank you, Mr. Ku, for your efforts. Please keep me informed.
Of course, Mr. President.
He thinks Mr. Lee will be handed over to us, but not before 2 or 3 hours. Now, from their point of view, that's moving very fast for something like this. From ours, not nearly fast enough.
What do we do?
2:24. Jack and his team sit prepped and ready in a van parked across the street from the Chinese consulate. Jack scans the building with a night scope when he receives a call.
This is Bauer.
Jack, are you at the consulate yet?
Yes, sir. We've taken up position across the street. They agreed to release Lee?
Not quickly enough. And I just learned that the nuclear device may be set off at any moment. Now, Jack, is there any doubt in your mind that Lee is working with Marwan?
No, sir. The emails he sent left no room for doubt.
Then we have to get Lee out now and find out what he knows.
Yes, sir.
No one connected with the government can admit to knowing anything about this. Ever. If you're caught, you'll be tried in a Chinese court under Chinese law.
I understand.
Now, Jack, if it was anyone else, I'd ask if you were sure about this. With you, I already know the answer. God bless you. Good luck.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're on. We're going in to get him.
Jack calls Tony.
Omeda.
Tony, this is Jack. I'm at the consulate. I need you to get me real-time infrared satellite coverage.
I'm on it. What's going on, Jack?
The consul's not going to release Lee in time. We have to go in and get him.
Who knows about this?
We have authorization from the White House. Tony, this is a covert operation. You're the only person at CTU who can know. I need you to spoof the satellite logs and make sure that the mainframes aren't monitoring your station. Tony, there can't be any record that this ever took place, you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Let's suit up.
226. End of part two. Part three. 2:30. Jack in the van.
Tony, it's Jack.
I'm on comm. All right, Jack, I'm uploading a picture of Lee to you right now. Also, I just got a hold of the building schematic.
Can you overlay the infrared?
Coming now. Looks like the bulk of the people are on the first floor residential area. Most of them not moving. Probably asleep.
Try the second floor offices.
Grabbing data on the second floor. All right, we got people moving.
Okay, by the way, they're gathering around that third room. That's probably where Lee is.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'll get back to you as soon as I'm moving.
How do you want to deploy?
I want Agent Rapp to stay in the van until I need her to translate. You both can cover the perimeter. I'm going in alone.
Jack.
My orders are to make this mission completely deniable. If I get caught, I have to be able to say I was acting alone.
All right. What do you want us to do?
Just cover the perimeter. You both can re-engage as soon as I leave the consulate, but only on a covert basis. Masks on, non-lethal force, you understand?
We'll be here.
Jack pulls on a ski mask.
Tony, I'm going in. Any change on infrared?
Negative. We'll continue monitoring in real time.
2:32. Jack leaps out of the van and stealthily runs across the deserted road like a master ninja. He hurries through the wooded gardens, climbs over some railings and up some long neoclassical stone steps that eventually lead to a locked side entrance. With a special device, he locates and identifies the door's hidden alarm mechanism.
The alarm system's a Cambria Model 3. I'm jumping the relays at the door now.
Roger that.
Jack mounts the disabling device across the door entrance, activates it, then proceeds to pick at the lock with a common skeleton key. The door opens, and Jack walks quietly in.
All right, Jack, stop.
We have somebody approaching from your west side. I repeat, your west side. Okay. He's moving away.
As the Chinese guard disappears past a marble colonnade, Jack hides behind a pillar and cautiously peers at another guard across a landscaped courtyard. As he turns, Jack darts through an open door into the main building. Tony continues to monitor the guards by infrared and relays it to Curtis in the van.
Give me the status on the other four guards.
Jack, you're right on top of them.
Jack moves from shadow to shadow.
We have someone approaching from your north side. Okay, you're clear.
Jack enters the main reception area of the consulate and from behind a pillar bordering a broad, open-plan seating area, gazes up at Lee, held in a guarded room on the second floor. Jack climbs up the pillar and onto the landing above him. He creeps through the gloomy light past bright Chinese flags and sleepy Oriental paintings towards Lee's holding room. Jack shoots a guard in the neck with a tranquilizer dart, and he collapses to the floor. He rounds the corner and does the same to the sentry guarding Lee's door. Jack bursts in, smacks Lee and the deputy consul in the face, then proceeds to carry the unconscious Lee away on his back.
I got him.
Roger that. People moving towards you on both floors.
Soldiers swarm like angry bees.
Exiting the consulate, hostiles in pursuit, bring up the van. I repeat, bring up the van now.
Go, 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 go!
The van screeches across the street and comes to an abrupt rest just outside the side entrance. Curtis and another agent jump out to the rescue. Meanwhile, Jack hurries down a stairway into the open air of the outer courtyard. Hot in pursuit and not far behind, eager sentries begin to open fire. As Jack runs between the endless columns, Lee is hit in the back by a bullet. The consul runs out onto the lawn to try to take control of the situation. But his commands are lost in the confusion, and a stray bullet brings him crashing to the ground. Meanwhile, Curtis and the backup team burst to the side door and knock out the guards blocking Jack's escape. .235. Jack dashes out of the side door, down the marble steps, and deposits Lee in the back of the waiting van. Jack to the interpreter.
He's been hit. Pass me the medical bag. Now!
Curtis arrives.
We're in. Go, go!
The van roars away from the scene.
Jack, give me a status.
We're away. Lee's in custody. He's shot in the back. No exit wound.
How bad is it?
I can't tell yet. The bleeding doesn't look too severe. We're on our way to you. We're about 15 minutes out.
All right, I'll have medical ready.
He says not to touch him. He doesn't want you to touch him.
Tell him I'm just trying to help him. I need to check his wound.
Lee panics when he sees Jack take a syringe out of the bag.
Hold him down now!
They pin him down.
I need to calm him down so that I can talk to him. I've got medical assistance waiting for him, and that this shot is only to help him ease the pain.
We need to go to the hospital.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Lee gives up fighting, and Jack is finally able to inject painkiller into his back. Lee lies passive on the van floor as the backup agent wipes blood from his temple. Audrey at Paul's bedside.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you very much. Hey. The FAA has cleared us to leave at 8 o'clock on a medical transport plane. Dr. Besson's agreed to accompany us.
That's great news.
As soon as you settle in, I'll start looking for an apartment.
I don't know what to say.
Audrey strokes his graying cheek.
I'm gonna get through this.
I know you will.
She moves away to take the call.
Rains.
I have your flight information.
Yeah.
Medevac will be there to pick you up at
06. Okay. Alright, so you're gonna take care of the transportation.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
The monitor bleeps with alarm as Paul fights for breath.
I gotta call you back. Paul? Paul, what is it? Paul? Dr. Benson! Please, someone come quickly! Okay. It's okay, he's right here.
10 milligrams, Mr. Preston.
He just started gasping. I don't know what's going on.
You can barely hear his heart. We need you to do an ultrasound, but all signs point to a cardiac tamponade.
What does that mean?
The sac around his heart is filling up with blood. We can drain off some of the fluid, but we gotta get him back to surgery now. If we don't stop bleeding, his heart will not be able to function.
It's okay.
Maybe the pericardial CT system right now.
Ready to roll on his back.
2:43.
Tell him we know that he helped Habib Marwan with a missing warhead, and now we need him to help us find Marwan and stop him before he can detonate it. Deny his involvement. Tell him we can prove it with his emails.
我是让你帮忙，先是拿弹头，你要帮我们阻止他。不用帮他的，我是让把黄在哪里。如果你们答应我的条件，我会告诉你。
He doesn't deny it. He says he knows where Marwan is, and he will tell you if you agree to his terms.
What are they?
什么条件？去驻个领事馆是逃命的，这样美国政府跟麻花不能碰我，麻花要杀我灭头。我要你们保证我的安全。
He says he went to the consulate seeking protection from Al Government as well as Marwan. He believes Marwan wants to kill him to prevent him from talking. He wants our guarantee of protection.
Tell him, if the information that he provides us leads us to the warhead in time, he will be immune from prosecution in this country, and I will take him back to the Chinese consulate or wherever he wants to go.
如果你帮我们找弹头，我们带你去中国领事馆或其他的地方。那这样就好了。美国政府签订保证书。
He says this is acceptable, but he wants a guarantee of this in writing from the president.
Tell him, I understand that, and I will get that for him. I give him my word, but I need the information now.
好，他答应你。马文先生在哪儿？
先有保证书，然后告诉你。He
says he must have this guarantee before he will tell you.
No, that's not good enough. 1 minute.
This is Bauer.
Jack, I have President Palmer.
Put him through.
Jack, Buchanan told me you've got Lee Yong in custody and that he was wounded.
Yes, sir.
Is he talking?
He wants to help us, but he won't until he has a written guarantee that he won't be prosecuted in this country. We also have to provide safe travel to a destination of his choosing. This guarantee has to be signed by the president.
Jack, CTU believes the detonation of this warhead is imminent. Can you force him to talk immediately?
I don't think so. I think the fastest way to make this happen, give him what he wants.
Okay. I'll get the guarantee from Logan and have it waiting for you at CTU.
Thank you, sir.
Novick approaches a thoughtful Palmer.
What is it?
Su Ming, the deputy Chinese consul. He didn't waste any time.
I can't blame them. They have to know we're behind the attacks.
What should I tell them?
I'll take the call. We have to start fencing with them sooner or later. Might as well be now. Mr. Lee won't talk unless he has a guarantee of immunity and safe transport. Get that from Logan, will you?
2:46. Palmer walks heavily to the presidential desk and ponders carefully before fearlessly picking up the call.
Mr. Su.
Yes. Is this President Palmer?
Yes. Has the Premier responded to the Consul's request to have Mr. Lee turned over to us?
Mr. President, the Consul is dead.
What?
He was shot when armed men broke into this building and took Mr. Lee with them by force.
I am shocked and deeply saddened. Please convey that to your government on behalf of mine.
Mr. President, is it your position that you have no knowledge of this operation? That the timing of your call and this abduction is entirely coincidental?
The consulate is a sovereign territory of the People's Republic of China. I can't believe anyone connected with this country had a hand in it.
I'm sure you understand the political ramifications if you are incorrect.
And I'm sure you understand the ramifications of unproven accusations.
No accusations have been made, Mr. President. But I can assure you, there will be an investigation.
Your government will have my complete cooperation.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm sure you'll be hearing from us again. Very soon.
A tight-lipped Palmer slams down the phone and trudges grimly back to the briefing room, lost in the weight of presidential thought. Novick waits for him patiently, buoyed up by his own sense of hawkish efficiency.
President Logan will provide Lee with a written guarantee as long as it remains covert.
Sir? What's wrong?
Gu Yan was killed in the course of the abduction.
God, by one of our
own people?
No. It must have been friendly fire, but it really doesn't matter. If they're able to find proof that we were involved, in the long run, the repercussions will be as serious as those we're facing from the terrorists.
We are DL'd at all levels.
Tony.
Yeah.
I just heard that Li Zhang is on his way here and he's been shot. How did this happen?
The Chinese weren't going to give Li up in time, so Jack and his team had to extract him.
Jack went into the consulate? On whose authority?
The White House.
2:48. Buchanan begins to pace up and down.
Why is this the first time hearing about this?
This operation needed to be kept off the books. Make sure it was deniable.
But you knew about it.
Yes, I did. I ran tactical from here.
He pads around like a hungry tiger.
It is absolutely unacceptable. I was kept out of the loop on this.
That's the way Jack wanted to play it.
You don't work for Jack. You work for me. A situation, frankly, I wish I'd been consulted on in the first place.
Meaning?
Meaning I thought it was a mistake to reinstate you, and now I'm certain of it.
Look, I understand you don't appreciate being kept in the dark. But I think this is about something else.
Well, you're wrong about that, too. And you are way out of line!
Tony shrugs it off. Jack in the van.
Okay, thank you. Tell him we're almost there. The medical assistance that we promised him and the guarantee are waiting for him.
We're almost there. The 医生和保证书画 are waiting for you. 你再说一遍。
I can understand him.
Ask him if he's in pain.
很痛吗?
好冷。
He says he's cold, very cold.
Jack examines his chest.
What's going on, Jack?
Jack puts his ear to Lee's chest.
He must have severe internal bleeding. Damn it, his lungs are filling up with fluid.
I'll alert it to you.
Mr. Lee. Tell me where Habib Marwan is. Please, tell me where he is now. Damn it, we're losing him.
Jack rips open Lee's shirt and compresses his chest to revive his heart. Curtis advises the CTU medical team.
All right, stand by with the gurney. We're coming in hot.
2:50. End of part three. An exhausted Audrey watches Paul's life-saving operation from outside the doors of the operating theater. The frantic sound of a fast-approaching group of men wheeling a patient on an operating trolley startles her. It's Jack and Curtis with Li Zhang.
Jack, what's going on? Jack!
Can't come in here!
He's dying!
Get out of here! I just started this operation!
This man is our only connection to a stolen nuclear warhead. You've got to save him now.
I'll get to him as soon as I can.
He's not gonna make it!
I already have a patient!
Curtis!
Jack threatens the surgeon with his gun.
You have a new one.
Are you crazy?
Maybe you didn't understand me. This is the only man that can help us find the missing warhead and stop it from being detonated. If you don't save him, millions of people will die. Do you understand that? Millions of people! Start working on him now!
Jack, what are you doing?
If I walk away from Mr. Raines now, he will die.
You don't know that for sure.
Jack!
Do it. Now!
More volume.
Yes, Doctor. Jack, please don't do this.
2:56. At gunpoint, the surgeon abandons Paul to examine Li Zhang.
His lungs are damaged. Lost a lot of blood.
All I need you to do is stabilize him so I can talk to him. Can you do that?
Maybe.
Then do it.
Debra, I need you over here.
What about Mr. Rain?
Have one of the agents give him chest compressions if his pressure drops.
I got it.
Put some gloves on.
Audrey's horror turns to fury.
It's just Jack.
Cross-match
him? Yes,
Doctor. Jack!
I have my orders. I'm doing my job. I'm sorry.
You're sorry? You're letting him die.
Get
stop,
her
Jack.
Away from me now.
Stop it, Jack!
Pneumo, we have to relieve the pressure immediately.
Jack,
get
stop
me a
it.
Trench tube.
Stop it!
Get my heart ready now.
Jack, listen to me. Please stop this. Jack, please, I'm begging you. Jack, stop it! Okay, let go of me! Please! Let go! darling!
Jack, Paul's crashing. I'm starting CPR.
Jack hurries to help Curtis revive Paul.
What can we do for him?
He's in VFib. Use the defibrillator.
Jack quickly squeezes gel onto the defibrillator and charges up both the pads.
Charging.
Come on, buddy.
Clear.
Hit him again, Jack.
Charging. Clear. He's still flatlining.
Give him a shot of epinephrine.
Where is it?
It's on the track, second syringe to the left.
Got it.
Just in the IV.
It's in.
Jack repeatedly compresses Paul's chest over and over again, desperately trying to bring him back to life.
Jack. Jack, he's dead. Jack.
No. Jack! No!
Jack!
He's gone.
Jack stares helplessly at Paul's dead body and numbly accepts each of Audrey's frenzied blows.
You son of a bitch, Jack! You son of a bitch! You killed him! He saved your life!
Get her out of here now!
You killed him! I hate you, Jack! You killed him! How could you do this? You killed him, Jack! You killed him!
Suture.
Is he gonna make it?
I'm doing the best I can.
Jack tries to focus on Lee, on his job, but seeing Paul beside him, his eyes cannot bear it. Three a.m. The end.